Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. Jefferson Airplane's first album was released in 1966. Shortly afterwards, their female vocalist and their drummer left the band. They were replaced by Grace Slick and Spencer Dryden. Jefferson Airplane's second album was released in February 1967. It was called Surrealistic Pillow and was the first blockbuster psychedelic album by a band from San Francisco. It was Surrealistic Pillow that let the world at large know about the Haight-Ashbury counterculture. The first track from the album is called She Has Funny Cars. Jefferson Airplane and She Has Funny Cars, a song about American materialism, and a song whose ending often catches out DJs, a bit like Bowie's Aladdin Sane. Spyro Gyra are a jazz fusion band who came out of Buffalo in New York State in the mid-1970s. Their biggest hit was released in 1979, and it was called Morning Dance, from an album of the same name. Spirogyra and Morning Dance. Disintegration is the eighth studio album by The Cure and was released in 1989. Robert Smith, The Cure's singer and songwriter, deliberately made the album as gloomy and depressing as possible to reflect the despondency he felt about reaching the age of 30. The group's American label, Elektra, thought the album would be a commercial disaster and begged Smith to delay its release. But actually, Disintegration became The Cure's most successful album, reaching number 3 in the UK charts and number 12 in the US charts. A decade after its release, Robert Smith still considered the title track, Disintegration, to be one of The Cure's best songs.
Thank you.
That's The Cure and Disintegration. With Jefferson Airplane, it was a case of being in the right place at the right time. San Francisco and the dreaded Summer of Love in 1967. Not all of the tracks on Surrealistic Pillow are psychedelic. Some of the songs are mellow and deal with the theme of love lost. This one is called Today. Five to One is a song by The Doors from their 1968 album Waiting for the Sun. Legend has it that 5 to 1 was the ratio of Viet Cong to American troops in Vietnam in 1967. Jim Morrison always denied that the lyrics were political. Jimbo was blind drunk when he recorded the song. If you listen closely at the very start of the track, when the cymbals are playing, you can hear someone say, "One more," cueing Drunken Jimbo into the song.
Yeah, come on. Love my girl. She looking good. Come on. One more.
5 to 1, baby. 1 in 5. No one here gets out of. Make
Your ballroom days are over, baby. Night is drawing near. Shadows of the evening crawl across the years. Yeah, walk across the floor with a flower in your hand, trying to tell me no one understands. Trading your hours for a handful of dimes. Gonna make it, baby, in our prime. Come together one more time. Get together one more time. One more time. Get together. Get together. One more time. Get together. One more time. Get together. One more time. Get together. One more time.
Maybe This Time is a song from the 1972 movie Cabaret. It has become one of Liza Minnelli's standards.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady Peaceful, Lady Happy, that's what I long to be.
Come
Liza Minnelli and Maybe This Time. Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks got to number 2 in the UK charts. Ray Davies of the Kinks wrote the song a number of years before it was recorded. It's rumoured that Davies, before releasing the single, revisited the song's location at sunset to ensure the atmosphere was right. Waterloo Sunset, which was released in 1967. The Neil Young album, Harvest Moon, was released in 1992. It was an abrupt return to Young's country and folk rock past. Here's the title track from the album.
Thank you. cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest
known as the curse of the ninth is when a composer dies after writing their ninth symphony before finishing their tenth. Well-known examples are Beethoven, Schubert, Mahler, Vaughan Williams, and Antonín Dvořák. Dvořák's ninth symphony is better known as the New World Symphony and came out of the 3 years Dvořák spent in America in the 1890s. He claimed that the New World Symphony was influenced by Black American and Red Indian music. It's generally considered, though, that the symphony has more in common with the folk music of Dvořák's native Bohemia. The most popular part of the New World Symphony is the second movement, which is called Largo. Here's a bit from it.
Thank you.
Largo from New World Symphony, the Ninth Symphony composed by Antonín Dvořák, who died before writing a tenth. In 1968, Van Morrison released his acclaimed second album. It was called Astral Weeks. All of the songs on the album look back at Van's life, with the exception of one. It's called Sweet Thing.
Well, I will drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst. And I'll show out the ferry boats and they'll get high on a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will never grow so old. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. Oh, oh. Sweet thing, sweet thing. Yeah. Sweet thing. I shall drive my chariot down your streets and cry. Oh, it's me, I'm dynamite, and I don't know why. And you shall take me strongly in your arms again. And I wonder, I remember that I ever felt the pain. Between the lines, and I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never, ever, ever, ever grow so old again. Oh, oh, sweet pain.
Van Morrison and Sweet Thing. The Isley Brothers are one of the few acts who have had chart success in every decade since the 1950s. Their 1973 album, 3+3, contained a song called Summer Breeze, which was originally done by Seals and Crofts in 1972. The Isley Brothers cover version didn't have as much chart success as the original. This is the Isley Brothers and Summer Breeze.
Thank you.
Of all the songs on Surrealistic Pillow, it is perhaps White Rabbit that is a psychedelic tour de force. White Rabbit was written by Grace Slick in the mid-1960s. The song contains imagery from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, including a hooker-smoking caterpillar, the White Knight, the Red Queen, and the Dormouse. Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. They don't make them like that anymore. In 1967, Love released an album called Forever Changes. This track from that album is called Alone Again Or.
funny thing. Somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest ones. And I will be alone again tonight, forget.
That's Love and Alone Again, Or. And Did These Feet in Ancient Time is a short poem by William Blake, published in 1808. The poem is about Jesus coming to England and building a heaven against the horrors of the Industrial Revolution. In 1916, Sir Hubert Parry set the poem to music in a hymn called Jerusalem. Billy Bragg did a cover of it on his 1990 album, The Internationale. This week's radio hour seems to have exceeded its allotted time span, but what the hell? Surrealistic Pillow was not only a defining album of the summer of love, it was also Jefferson Airplane's biggest hit. We'll finish this evening's show by playing a final track from the album. It's called Somebody to Love and was the best-selling single from Surrealistic Pillow. Au revoir, folks.
When the truth is found to be